Okay, Chevra, we're going to do a short idea on the parsha right now. As it is Friday, so let's do a little bit of parsha. We'll ask three questions. I'm going to come away with a meaningful idea, hopefully something that resonates, that can help enhance our tshuva season or tshuva process here as we march towards Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so three questions. First of all, Rabbi Reis once pointed out to us when I was learning in the Kollel here, he quoted the pasuk, or the idea we say in Uval Etzion Goel Ulashave Pesha Yaakov. He said, we look at that pasuk, Uval Etzion Goel, that we will be redeemed, we'll return to Zion, with the redemption, with the Gula, L'shave Pesha Yaakov, and the sinners will do tshuva. When the sinners do tshuva. So he says there seems to be some relationship between tshuva and Gula. So what exactly is that relationship? Question number one. Question number two. The Gemara tells us that we always read Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. What's the relationship? What's so significant about Parshas Nitzavim? What's the message hidden in Parshas Nitzavim that we need to hear, that we need to think about as we go towards as we approach Rosh Hashanah? And question number three, the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Re'ei nesati lefenecha hayom es hachayim ve'es hatov ve'es hamabes ve'es hara. The Pasuk tells them, again, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tesvav, look what I put in front of you today, life and good, chayim and tov, ve'es hamabes ve'es hara, and death and evil. And then, a few pesukim later, the Torah tells us, uvacharta b'chayim, you should choose the good. So Moshe Feinstein says, I don't understand, there's an extra word in this Pasuk. Re'ei nesati lefenecha hayom es hachayim ve'es hatov ve'es hamabes ve'es hara. Why does it say hayom? If I just translated it, look what I've placed in front of you, you know, good and bad, or life and death. Pasuk would have made sense. Why? Look what I placed in front of you today. What's so significant? Why is the Torah using that word hayom? What's it alluding to? Three questions. So let's start with the beginning. What's the relationship between tshuva and geula? So Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in his Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is a sefer. Shari Tshuva, the gates of repentance, right? The gates of tshuva. It's a sefer that's very often learned by many people in this time period during Elul, Aseres Mei Tshuva. And in there, he has a well-known mashal. He says that there are a couple chevra trapped, locked up in jail. They did something they shouldn't have done. Now they're locked up in jail. And three of the chevra decide they're going to go for a jailbreak. They dig their way out. They escape jail. And that night or the next day, whatever it was, the guard comes over and he sees only one of them left. And he says, where is everyone? What happened? He says, they broke out of jail. They ran away. And he says, what about you? And he says, I stayed here. And the guard started beating him. And I'm Amish my whole life. I heard this so many times growing up, and I never, ever understood this mashal. It could be because maybe I thought I would be that guy. Growing up, I was a little bit afraid of authority, or maybe let's not say I was afraid, but I listened to authority. I wasn't confrontational in school, growing up, things like that. And I always envisioned myself as that guy, and I thought, like, if anything, he should be rewarded. He's doing what he should be doing. Why is he getting beat up? I never, never understood it. But I think the answer is as follows. And this answer is what the relationship between tshuva and geula. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, we've spoken about this a couple times already this year, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph 31a, that we're asked six questions when you get up to Shemayim. And one of those questions is, Tzipis LeYeshua, did you yearn, did you strive for the geula? Now, why is that such an important question? Why is that one of the six? So some Svarim explain the following. If you think about Klal Yisrael as a nation right now, we perhaps have never had it better. You know, yes, there's anti-Semitism, but think about the communities that we live within. The shuls, the chesed organizations, the Torah opportunities, just how amazing Klal Yisrael has it right now, better perhaps than any other time in Jewish history. And when you think about it, you get comfortable. You think, yeah, it's great. We don't need anything else. But it's totally incorrect. Our lives as Yidden are not as robust as they should be. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have Nevi'im. We don't have Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Levi'im singing in the Beis HaMikdash. Our Yamim Tovim are so severely lacking because we don't know what it's like to be Olah L'Regel and have an encounter with the Shekhinah when we experience the Hashar as the Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash. When you think about what should be or what's going to be, you can recognize just how severely lacking we are right now. Why is Tzipis LeYeshua so important? Because you're telling Hashem, I'm not settled. I'm not satisfied, excuse me. I'm not satisfied with what I have right now, what I'm experiencing right now. It needs to be better. It's going to be better. And I want it to be better. And that's the same thing with tshuva. What happened? Nobody wants to be locked up in jail. Nobody in their right mind says, I am going to go to jail. And what happened? Once these guys leave, right, they're running away. This one guy stays. What's he basically saying? He's saying, I'm not confined, I'm not restricted, I'm not trapped in here. I'm actually deciding to stay. My own volition, I'm saying I'm going to be here. Which means now what? It means that the warden and the guards have no power over him. Because they're not keeping him trapped inside. And that's why this guard was beating him. He was trying to regain that power. But the guy was saying that this is a new reality and this is good. Tshuva is so important because we're showing Hashem, I'm not satisfied with where I am right now. We're saying, Hashem, I want to be better. I could be better. I will be better. And that's the relationship between tshuva and geula. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, if you're 50-50, mitzvos versus averos. So what should you do? Exactly. You'd think the Rambam would say, do tshuva. But the Rambam actually says what? The Rambam says, sorry, you'd think the Rambam, you're right, the Rambam would say, do a mitzvah. But the Rambam says, no, do tshuva. But everybody in their bubby says, no, no, no. He should say, just do a single mitzvah. Put a dollar in the pushka, daven a little bit, learn a little bit Torah, whatever it may be, do a mitzvah, and you're good to go. You tip the scales, 51-50. So the Svarim explained the following. The Svarim is saying, it's not a quantitative measure. It's not about, do you have more mitzvos versus averos. It's a paradigm shift. It's a perspective in Avodas Hashem. It's not simply counting up mitzvos, do I have more mitzvos than averos. But it's recognizing that I need to change myself. I need to be better. We can put myself on a new track. And it's an overhaul. Again, it doesn't need to be mamish an overhaul. But it's a new pair of glasses. It's a new way of looking at life as an Eved Hashem, as a Jew. Why do we read Parshas Nitzavim every single year before Rosh Hashanah? Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kochem. Nitzavim means to stand. Rav Elie Meir Bloch, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, who we should talk about in terms of his amazing Mesiras Nefesh coming over to America. He lost his whole entire family as he was on his way over. The Nazis wiped out the city of Telz in Lithuania. We'll talk about him another time because he's an important figure for Chicago history. But he points out in his Sefer Panine Das, Nitzav means to stand, but not just to stand, but it's to stand still, to stop in the middle of what you're doing. It's a sudden break from the normal way of life. He says, if you look throughout the Torah, very often the Shoresh in Nitzav is preceded by the word Hine. The Torah tells us, Hine Gimel Anashim Nitzavim Alav, by Avraham Avinu standing by his tent, waiting for someone to walk by so he can do Hachnas Zorchim. No one's coming. Middle of the Midbar. All of a sudden, out of the blue, three Chevra, three Malachim show up. Hine Gimel Anashim Nitzavim Alav. And he also says, we know by Yitzchak, when Eliezer went to go find Yitzchak a wife, he was davening to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, please help me find someone for Yitzchak. The moment he finishes davening, all of a sudden she shows up at the well and takes care of him and his camels. And this happens a couple other times in Torah. This idea, Nitzav, means to stop and to think about what we're doing. At the beginning of this week's Parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, as we march towards Rosh Hashanah, the Torah is telling us we need to stop and think for a second. We need to think about what we're doing. What path are we on? What track are we taking? And it could be we're on the right track, but sometimes we're on autopilot. We need to make sure that we're being deliberate in our actions, being conscious in terms of the decisions we make, and to be aware of everything we're doing as Ovdei Hashem. And I think this comes to the next pasuk. Re'ein asati lefnecha hayom es hachayim es hatov es hamav es hasarah. To answer the next question, Rav Moshe says, what's pshat with hayom in that pasuk? Just say, look what I place in front of you. Chayim versus Maves, Tov versus Ra. Why is it Hayom? Rav Moshe says, because every single day, every Yom, we have choices to make. There are two paths, if not 200 paths, that we can possibly take. But the Torah, this Pasuk, is teaching us that it doesn't matter what path you've taken up until here. It doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter the decisions you've made in the past. Every single day, we have an opportunity with our Bechira to choose the proper path. Say maybe it's the past month, maybe it's the past years of your life that you felt that you just haven't done the right thing. I could be better in terms of my Shmirah Shabbos. My davening has been pretty shvach for the past while. Don't worry about it. Rav Moshe says, Hayom, right now is a new day. You can decide to take that step and go on that proper path and just realign yourself, put yourself on the proper trajectory so that you can get to that destination where you want to be. Make sure you're headed where you want to be headed. Make sure the GPS is set with the right address. And I think very often, we don't believe in our own ability to do tshuva. What does that mean, we don't believe in our ability to do tshuva? I think because we often feel this sense of inertia, like I've been doing this my whole life and this is just who I am. But that's the biggest chiddush of tshuva, guys. The fact that we can change. The fact that we have ability to just be different. To put ourselves on a new path, to work on ourselves, to grow. If you didn't check your tzitzis this morning, you can assume they were still tied from yesterday. That's a chazaka. But there's no chazaka with regards to human behavior. Because we have the ability to change. We can be different. And Hashem gives us that opportunity every single day. This Yom, right? It's an incredible gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Sfarim say it's a Rachamim. It's a mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachim, the letters Rachim, rearranged, the Sfarim point out, are Machar. It's tomorrow. Hashem gives us a new day. You messed up today? Hashem gives you a new day tomorrow. We have to recognize that we have the ability to do tshuva. And I just want to share one ma'aseh. It happens to be 9/11. When I shared this in my earlier class, I didn't even realize that. One of the chaver pointed it out. But there was a rabbi who went like the classic path. He went to like an MTA DRS type of school, yeshiva high school. He went to yeshiva for 2 years. He went to YU. He did smicha. He became a rabbi of a shul. And Tuesday morning, 9/11, America was attacked. As many of you know. And as a rabbi of a shul, he was thinking that he has to speak about it. He has to find some way to be mechazik, to encourage, to motivate, to support his tzibur, his shul. And what should he say? His wife walks into his office Wednesday, the next day, and says, "Nu, do you know what you're going to say in Shabbos?" He says, "I have no idea." She walks in Thursday morning, "So did you figure it out?" And he says, "No." Thursday night, she comes to him, and he says, "I don't know what I'm going to say. I really don't. I have no idea." So she says, "Okay, you know what? I'll give him a space. I'll walk away." Come Shabbos morning, he gets up. Everyone's waiting for his message. And he says, "I want to let everybody know that for the first time in my life, I believe in Mashiach." Now that's a pretty startling thing to say. If you're a rabbi of a shul, one of the Yud Gimel Animanim that we say every day at the end of davening. Principles of faith here. Animanim be'emuna shalema b'vias ha-Mashiach. That's something you have to believe in to be an Orthodox Jew. To be a believing Jew. And now the rabbi of Mashiach is saying, "I finally believe in the Geula." What does that mean? So he said, "I'll explain." I said, "My whole life I went through the motions as like a frum person. I went to the schools and I went to yeshiva day school and I went to yeshiva for the year and I learned in YU and I did smicha and all those things were fine and nice. And I did, I think I believed in the Geula, and especially maybe Tisha B'Av time, the 3 weeks, I maybe thought about Mashiach coming a little bit more. But I realized I never really believed. It was something that I hoped for, I wanted to see and wanted to experience, but I never really believed it until Tuesday morning. When the plane struck the Twin Towers, if you would have told me Monday night that air travel and security in airports is going to be different for the rest of like human history, in the middle of Tuesday, I would say you're off your rocker. Like, how can you even think of such a thing? If you would have told me the way to go to a ball game or to a concert or a theater and the security measures that you have to go through, I would also told you you're crazy, you're out of your mind. If you told me that international affairs are going to be different, or you're going to tell me the way I look at an Arab or a Muslim person is going to be different, I would have told you're crazy, you're off your rocker. Tuesday morning, everything changed. Everything changed in a blink of an eye. And now, I believe in the Geula. Because we know, we say Yeshua is Hashem keheref ayin, that the salvation, the Geula, the redemption of the Jewish people can come in a blink of an eye. And I never understood what that meant, but in one moment, everything can change. Everything can change. Now I believe in the Geula. And I think it's true for us as well. We talk about the pandemic that we're in the middle of experiencing right now. Rochelle Zell, one of our neighboring schools, was about to open. I think it was the second day of school. The principal got the virus, and school stopped. They all went back to Zoom. In just a moment, you never know what can happen. In one moment, everything can change. And I think we have to realize that this geula, this tshuva that we're yearning for, everything can change. Hayom is a new day. It's a new opportunity. And we can change. All it requires is taking that one moment. Taking that one moment to pause and to make sure that we're on the right path. To make sure that we're doing what we should be doing. To make sure that we're on the proper path with the proper trajectory so we can reach our destination. And we can be the best Jews that we are supposed to be. And just to conclude, Rabbi Reis pointed out, he quoted from Rav Avadja Yosef, who we have here on the wall. I have a picture on the back of my computer right here also, as you guys see. He said that the gematria of Elul is 67, which is the same gematria as the word Bina. The avodah of Elul, the avodah of Tshuva, in the season that we're in right now, is to think. Bina, to contemplate. To make sure, to live deliberately, to live consciously, and that we're doing everything we can to make sure that we're on the proper path to be the best Jews and we can be, to make sure that we have this heightened sense and awareness in our own avodas Hashem. And with that, hopefully we'll have a ksivu chesimatova, good gebenshir, and I wish all of you guys an excellent Shabbos.